With it being Valentine's Day, of course, we thought that it would be a good time to have a look at what dating is like in 2022. We have no idea, Vinny, thankfully.
No, it's been a long time since I've been on a first date.
I can imagine now, coming out of a pandemic.
Yeah.
We're back to sort of physical dates again. Also in this day of an age of social media and online dating and all that sort of stuff, it must be a minefield.
It's a different world to what it was even 10 years ago, you know.
Yeah. Well, one man who knows all about it is Sean Geraghty, who has started a blog which is called 51stdatesat50.com. And Sean joins us on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on, Aveen and Vinny.
No problem at all. So, I mean, the blog name, first of all, it's a great one, 51st Dates at 50, because it pretty much, it does what it says on the tin. That's right there. So maybe a quick backstory to how the blog idea came about.
Yeah, just like you said, Vinny, I had no intention of being dating in my 50s. I was married to a wonderful woman who passed away in 2017 and found myself, you know, wanting a part of my life to have love again. So I said, sure. First of all, I moved from California to Kilkenny, decided to meet people in all ways, shapes, and forms, meeting people face to face, you know, having friends make me meet other people, not just women, but men and women, just to make new friends here in a new place. And of course, I use dating apps like Tinder, Bumble, and now Hinge to meet people as well.
Was this a first for you in terms of trying to meet people via those apps? Was it very much like the last time you went on a first date, it was what we would call old school? It was kind of came about naturally or organically?
Well, so I've been married twice, and my first wife I would have met organically through similar interests. And then when I met my second wife, it would have actually been about 15 years ago now. And it would have been through using online dating at the time. There wasn't apps per se, but there was online dating at the time.
Mm. Okay, well, obviously your name, Sean Geraghty, makes you sound very, very Irish, but your accent is a bit of a giveaway. You are originally from California. So tell us about that part of the story.
I came here because, yeah, my surname is Geraghty. My dad's from Mayo. We decided back in 2016 to, like, we wanted to get out of America for some strange reason and decided that we visited a few places and really liked Kilkenny, and then she had breast cancer and it came back very tough in 2016 just after we visited here. And she passed away, like I said, and I said, you know what, I'm gonna make this dream of ours true, and moved here in 2018.
How long then until you are ready to date again, first of all?
I mean, like I said, I had like the perfect relationship and was very much missing that. And also, being in a new place, wanted to meet new people in any way, shape, or form. So I went on to Tinder almost immediately, and then found that wasn't really the best place to meet people. It does have a reputation of being a hookup app. I never found that to be the case, but I also found it to, like, the people on there weren't necessarily the best matches. Now, that's not to say I didn't meet good quality people there, but it didn't lead to a lasting relationship, hence having 50 first dates.
Yeah, okay, so tell us a little bit about how it's going, because you are, as you said, as we said earlier, blogging about this on a regular basis. So it's not like that we're prying into your personal, your business here. You are putting up on your blog, 51st Dates at 50, how each of these dates are going. So how's it going so far?
So I started at the beginning of the year and I'm doing one date a week. And so I'm going back in history. So the dates I'm posting about now happened in 2018. I'm up to date six at the first date number six at this point, but I have 50 plus first dates, so we have a ways to go. And I have an interesting way. It was suggested by a friend of mine, because I love Lego, showing and describing the dates. I do a bit of, you know, talking about what happened, but I recreate the dates in Lego form. And so you see me and the date in a miniaturized Lego in front of a restaurant or a pub or wherever we met.
From what you've learned then from dating these people so far and the information you've given us online, would you have any advice for somebody who's kind of in the same kind of situation, looking to date again, whatever their age or circumstances, but dating from sites like Tinder or what have you is very much seen as the norm now. But what can people do if they're proactive or looking to receive invitations to dates online?
Yeah, I'd say the most important thing, well, a few of the tips I would give actually would be just be sincere and honest about who you are. Write something about yourself in the profile so that your potential match doesn't just look at your picture and say, oh, you're hot or whatever. Like, have something to say. And that even goes to when you first connect with someone, don't just say hi. That is about the worst communication you can have as your first, you know, foot in the door, mm-hmm. is to just say hi, or even worse, a waving icon or emoji or GIF. It's terrible. So just, you know, like, read. I have a pretty fleshed out profile that says who I am, where I've been, like what my interests are. Just say, hey, I'm also interested in walking. Hey, how about that? We know how to walk together. You know, like something simple, but like say something that you've read the profile. Look, we're on a dating site for a reason. And, you know, having intimacy and sex is part of it. But it can't just be the only thing on there. So, you know, come in with some game.
You were saying as well to have a good profile picture, because you put up an example of a certain person who put up a profile picture of her and her mate. And you're like, which one is you? You got to be clear in your profile picture as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Or pictures of a beautiful sunset or just your dog or cat. I mean, if this is your first picture, people aren't swiping on you. I'm sorry. It's just not happening. You know, you can include those, but don't have it be your first picture.
Now, you've been on dates in Waterford. So we have the local angle. What were those dates like, and how were they to compare to what you had experienced before or since?
So I met two women in Waterford, and interestingly enough, both were Americans. That, I guess that's part of the reason we matched. Neither one went anywhere. In fact, one of them wasn't really available to date. I thought she wasn't on Tinder. I met her through Facebook, through a mutual friend, and I thought maybe she was available, but she wasn't. And we've remained friends. She's a great lady. The other one, it just didn't work out. I also have met a number of women down in Dungarvan, beautiful town. You know, like I said, I mean, I wouldn't still be on the search if any of them really worked out, but I love going down and going to new places, because it's not just meeting new people, but for me, it's new experiences as well.
Okay, well, look, best of luck with it. It's 51st Dates at 50. Just to be clear as well, like, you don't name anybody on this website. So, you know, if somebody does go on a date with you, you're not going to be named and shamed. It's all done through Lego pieces. It's very funny. We're getting a laugh out of it. Hopefully, though, it will end up in you getting love, Sean. So we really wish you the best with it. Best of luck, and thanks for chatting to us.
Thanks a lot.
And hopefully a Lego sponsorship maybe down the line as well.
That'd be great. Yeah.
Cheers.